We begin the current daf Masechet Zis Eiv and daf Memches. We begin two lines up from the bottom of the Amud of Mem Zayin Amud Beis, which the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, which was speaking about Cheftzi Hefker, if objects that are ownerless, if they're Kain Neshvisa or not, do they get an area of their own Tchum, let's say 2,000 Amos, or do we say that no, until someone actually picks them up, and then that person has the acquisition of that the object becomes the tchum of the person that picked it up. That is a machlokes, as we had mentioned in the previous Gemara. Now the Gemara discusses a topic related to that. Tanya Bechir, Bechir taught us in the Braisa. Cherim, regarding a fishnet that's separate, that makes a separation in the water. Shebein tchumi Shabbos, that is between two different boundaries. That is, there are two cities that are on either side of each other, and there's a body of water in between. Now each city has 2,000 amas in either direction. So now you have these two cities that are the body of waters between them, and in between where their tchumen end is a fishnet. And that is what Rebbe Chiya had taught us in the Braisa. That tzarech, and we continue on the top of Memches Amud Aleph, mechitza sher barzulav sikar. You need to have a separation, a divider made out of steel, out of iron, to separate the two tchumen of the two bodies of water. And that is what's important is that we're not allowed to have water coming over from one tchum, from one boundary of one city, into the other tchum of the other city. And that is because whatever is in the tchum of one city, it does not acquire its own shvisa in its own area to get 2,000 amis in every direction. Rather, this that we say that it's going to have a tchum will have the tchum of its city. And therefore, the problem is, if it's at the end of the tchum, then you can't move it out even one amma outside into the next part of the water. And therefore, the people of this tchum, they can't go ahead and fill up from the water, even in their own tchum, because the problem is, you're going to have the water from the other tchum coming in. Again, as we said, that there's the body of water, let's say it's 4,000 amas on its width, and therefore, we have these 2,000 amas, and the water is, if you have this fishnet, it's exactly where the tchum end. Now, water is obviously flowing back and forth. And therefore, he says, you need to have a mechitza sher barzulav sikar. You need to have actually a solid item, like made out of steel, because the problem is, if not, the water is flowing back and forth. And that means this water that was within the tchum of the city, this that we give it a tchum, doesn't have its own tchum of 2,000 amas now in either direction. It's the end of the city's tchum. So therefore, if it moves even that one amma over the fishnet into the other city, now you have water from the other tchum, which is out of tchum, and you can't go ahead and utilize it. So therefore, you have to make a mechitza sher barzulav sikar. So the Gemara comments, the Machayach Aleh Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina laughed at this statement, at the Braisa of Rabbi Chiya. To which the Gemara asked, "My Tamakum Machayach, why was he laughing at the statement?" As the Gemara elaborates, "Ilem Mishum did Tani Law Kirab Yechim and Ben Nuri Lachurma." If it's because Rabbi Chiya was teaching this Braisa, in the opinion of Rabbi Yechim and Nuri, which is a stringency, that is, Rabbi Yechim and Nuri held that Cheftzi Hefker are Kain and Shvisa in their Tchum. And that is, although it's an ownerless object, it has its own tchum of 2,000 amas, and therefore, when it's an object out in the fields where it has no city, it's not part of anything, so then it gets 2,000 amas. Here, when it's in the city, we said it has its own shvisa, that it's part of the city, which that comes out of stringency in this situation, because as we said, if it goes one amma over the water to the other fishnet, which water is going to do, it flows back and forth, you can have this problem. Ve'ihu svir le kraban lekula, whereas Rabbi Yisrael Bechanina held, like the other opinion that we had mentioned in the previous staff, that is like the Rabbanan that hold lenient, that they say that Cheftzi Hefker are not kain shvisa. It doesn't get any tchum, it's ownerless, it's not owned by anybody. It has no accessibility to a tchum, it doesn't have its own das, and it's not owned by anybody. And therefore, it enters the realm of what's called karagli kaladim, that is, which until someone actually picks it up, it can go wherever it wants, it doesn't have a tchum, and then once someone picks it up, it'll become his tchum. And therefore, in this case, he says, I don't care if the water is flowing from one tchum to the next, it doesn't make a difference, it doesn't have a tchum, it's ownless, water is not owned by anybody. And therefore, if I'm going to pick up from the water from my side of tchum, from my city, it only has a din of tchum once I pick it up. Then it'll be like my own objects. And therefore, he was laughing at that opinion, to which the Gemara says, Mishum disavra lekula, because he held like the lenient opinion of the Rabbanan, man the tani lechomer mechayechala, so whoever holds like the stringent opinion of Riechem and Nuri, he laughs at him. It's a legitimate opinion, halacha. How could he laugh on it just based on the virtue of this machlekes that he holds like the other opinion? So therefore the Gemara says, that's not the reason why he was laughing. And Mishum the time, because we learn the Braisa, Naharus ha-moishchen, u-mayonas ha-noivim, regarding flowing water that is from a river or from a spring, ha-rehin karagli kaladim, we know that the halacha is, that things that have not, that were not stationary during Bein HaShemashes, they do not get a status of a tchum. because they're constantly in motion. It has to have a shvisa, that is a resident. This is your kaviyah, is where you're going to be for Shabbos, but if it's constantly in motion, it's not. And therefore, these waters are constantly flowing. Since they don't have a tchum, it's like the person of the like the tchum of the person that picks it up. And therefore, he had no problem. How can you say that there's a problem about the water? Again, even if it had the ability to have a tchum. But the problem is, if it's moving, it cannot acquire a tchum. So therefore, that's why he laughed at this halacha, that you need to have mechitzah shabbaz, lafsika. To which the Gemara asks, what was his question that he had that was so difficult to Reb Chiya? V'dilma b'mechunasin. Maybe the b'raisa of Reb Chiya was told by when the water was gathered. And therefore, it's not naidi, it was not in motion, and therefore it could acquire a shvisa. And therefore, if he holds like the opinion of Reb Yechem and Nuri, which is going l'churma, of course it's very understandable that you would have to make a mechidah shabbas, lav sikai. So what's the difficulty that Reb Yossi Bar Chanina had that it was so, you know, unheard of that he laughed at that? So the Gemara says, you're right. And the problem he had with it was, because the way Reb Chiya learned it in the Braisa was, Sarach mechitza shabaz lafsik. He said, you're right, it is a problem. Because you hold a Gerbiyachin Menuri, which is that the water, even though it's Hefker, it acquires the Shvisa of the city. And it's right at the end. And it's going to go flow over to the other side. And we're talking about B'mechunasin, that it's gathered and it's not flowing. So again, it could acquire Shvisa. My problem with Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina had was that, so what are you saying your solution is? You have to make a mechitza, a partition made out of iron, to lafsika, to separate it. The difficulty he had was, umayishna kanim deloi, mechitza made out of reeds, that you hold for sure that's not going to work. Why not? Because water, obviously, it's permeable, it can come through that type of mechitza, so it's not going to work, because the water's going to go from one tchum to the next, and then you have that problem. How can you take water from either side if it's going to have water from the other tchum? But the difficulty is shabrasal nami alibumaya. Even if it's made out of iron, it's still water is going to get in from one side to the other side. Meaning from under that wall. Because as Rashi explains, generally a mechitza, for the halachas of making partitions, it only needs to have a 10 tefachim height. And therefore it's not going down all the way to the bottom of the ground. And therefore it's going to come in from under that mechitza. And Rashi says, even if you make the wall all the way down to the bottom of the lake or the river or whatever it is, it's still not possible that no water is going to get out from one side of the wall to the other, even if it's made out of iron. The water is going to find some way to get in. And therefore, again, what are you accomplishing? So I understand your problem, but the solution is what I'm laughing at. What is Mechitza Shabbaz Lafsik going to help if the water anyway is going to get through? So Ritz Gemara says, again, why was that so difficult? Maybe you're right. What Reb Chiya was saying was, you need to have a mechitza shabazel. In other words, something that would make it impossible for water to get through. But you're right. There's no takana. It's impossible to do that. But what are you laughing? He didn't really provide a solution. He was just saying it in the solution-oriented type of fashion. But he was basically saying that you're stuck. You're right. You cannot use that water because the waters do flow from one to the other. So therefore, the Gemara says, Ella, the reason why Rabbi Yosef Bachanin laughed at Reb Chiya was, Mishum dekal hu shekilu chacham b'mayim. The reason is because this is a leniency that the Chacham had made regarding water, that any type of partition, as long as it has 10 tefachim of height, helps, even if water does get in from the top or the bottom. Like Reb Tavla had taught us, he asked from Rav, what's regarding a hanging partition? That is a type of a wall, but it doesn't go all the way down to the bottom. What does that do to permit by a churva, by a destroyed building? He just picks it because that's a practical case where you would have, let's say, a building that was not inhabited for a long time and the building started breaking down. So you still have walls, but the bottom of the wall broke down. So you have a 10 tefachim height, which is usually mechitza, but it's just hanging in the sense that it doesn't reach all the way down to the ground. Will that help to work as a mechitza? So Amalei, Sir Rav answered to Rav Tavla, Ein mechitza tluy materes. A hanging wall does not help. It's not a wall. It has to come all the way down to the bottom. Ela b'mayim. Only by water. And why by water? Because kalu shekile chacham b'mayim is a certain leniency that the chacham made, which the Gemara discusses elsewhere, by water, that we allowed it to be hanging partitions, even though it doesn't go down to the bottom. We view it as it's an area enclosed by these four walls, and therefore it could have an element of rishus hayachid and for other halachas. And therefore, just like a mechitza tzloya helps, that if it's hanging, there's a certain leniency we have regarding water. So basically, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina's problem with Rabbi Chiya was, a mechitza made out of kanim, out of reeds, also should help. Because again, what is the difference if water gets in on the bottom or gets through one reed or the other, just like we allow water to be coming through, and we still will view the walls that are hanging? that it's going to be separating the area under that's between these four walls, in spite of the fact that under that all the water is flowing back and forth. So too, when you have a machitza made out of reeds, although water is getting through it, it's not made out of steel or iron, but still it doesn't make a difference. Just like we don't care if water is coming back and forth, it's certain leniencies made by water. Therefore, that's what he said according to Reb Chiya. Why are you saying this? That you need to have machitza shel basil. You see that we make leniencies by water, and therefore mechitza shel kanim should work, and you should not require only a mechitza shel basil lahavsik b'neihem. Now the Gemara continues, elaborating from our Mishnah, that our Mishnah said, v'chacham oimim, the Chacham said regarding these people that had fell asleep on the road on the way to the city, they were outside of the city, that we say, ein lo ela arba v'chulu, that they only get 4 amas each person, not like Rabbi Yechmanu that said you get 2,000 amas. A person that's sleeping, he has no das, when he's sleeping, he does not acquire more than 4 amas. And then the Mishnah discussed exactly where the parameters of these 4 amas are, and to which brings us to the Gemara's question. Rabbi Huda hainu tana kama. Rabbi Huda, that he said that whichever direction you want to have, you can have these 4 amas that, again, going in the opinion of Chacham, that you don't get 2,000 amas, you just get 4 amas when you were sleeping. Rabbi Huda says you could choose which direction you want to have that 4 amas. That is the same as the tana kama. In other words, the Rabbanan that argue on Rabbi Yechman Nuri that they say all you get is dollar amas. What is Rabbi Huda saying differently? As we have the opinion of Rabbi Elazar that he says the 4 amas are you're in the middle of the 4 amas. You get 2 amas in either direction. So that's not like the Chacham. But Rabbi Huda seems to be exactly like the Chacham. You can get 4 amas in either direction. So why is he any different than the Tana Kama? So Amar Rava, Rava says, Shmoina al Shmoina kebenai. No, the difference is if you get 8 by 8. That is, when the Rabbans say that you get Dalar Amas when you were sleeping, that's Dalar Amas in every direction, which comes out to 8 by 8. In other words, you get 4 in the front and 4 in the back, 4 on the left, 4 on the right. So in either direction, you're getting 8 by 8, which is not like Rabbi Huda, because Rabbi Huda held no, you only get 4 amas in one direction and not anymore, as the Mishnah said. Rabbi Huda agrees to Rabbi Eliezer that if he chose 2 amas on one side, 2 amas on the other side, or if he can't retract anymore, that he's stuck with those 4 amas, he only gets in one direction, or again, 2 amas on either side, which is 4, but not 8. Similarly, if he chose 4 in one direction, he can't go even 1 amma to the other direction. That is the difference, because although they sound like they're saying the same halacha, that you get dalar amas, but the difference is, do you get dalar amas in every direction, or only in one parallel direction? As the Gemara said, Tanim Malachi, similar in the Braisa, this machlek is, and just that we find that the opinion of the Tanakama is that of Remeir. Yeshli Shmoina al Shmoina div Remeir. Remeir says that you get 8 by 8, and again, that Remeir was the opinion of the Tanakhama of a Mishnah. Again, not 4 by 4 like Rabbi Huda, but rather 8 by 8. So now the Gemara gives a certain Hagdara on this Machlekes of our Mishnah, which we just discussed regarding 4 by 4 or 8 by 8. In other words, is it 4 amas in every direction or only in one direction? Bama Rava says, Machlekes, this Machlekes between that Remeir holds, that you actually get 8 by 8, for that is Lahalik, that's only for walking purposes. To actually carry something, that you only get 4 amas and not more than that. For that, we'll consider it as your Rishus HaYachid, but more than that, not. But however, this Remeir says you get 8 amas, in other words, 4 amas in either direction. That was only for your Tchumen purposes of actually walking. To which the Gemara asks, so these Dalar amas that everyone agrees is going to be the area of what he could consider his Tchum, his area, for as if it's his own Rishus HaYachid. This is part of his presence, a person himself is a Rosh Hashanah in some element. Hey Chiksiva, where is this written? So the Gemara says, Kitan, like we learned the Braisa, quoting a pasuk in Shemais that says, Shvu ish tachta. Every man should rest in his place. That's creating the area of the person as his tchum, which is kitachta, like the area under him. How much is the area that the person takes up? So the Gemara makes the cheshman. Kufa is shalish amis, his body is 3 amis. The amma could they lift your debraglev and another amma to stretch out his hands and his feet, that's going to be 4 ammas. Again, an amma is, let's say, approximately 2 feet, so a person is 6 feet. With another amma, another 2 feet of stretching out his hands and his feet, that's going to be the eight feet, the 4 ammas of a person, divremeh. And therefore, that's the source for learning that shuish tachtav, a person's own area, is going to be dalar ammas, he can carry in that area. If Yehuda Imer Gufa is Shalosh Amas, he gives a different cheshmen. He says a person's body is 3 Amas. The Amma Kadesh Sheyitol Chayfetz Mitachas Margalosim. And another Amma to be able to take an object from under his feet. Umaniach Tachas Mershoisim. And then to put that under his head, that's going to require another Amma. So the Gemara is my benai. What's the difference between them? They're both saying that it comes out, the body's three amas, and another ama, again, either to stretch out or just to be able to take an object from under your feet to put under your head, that requires another ama to move around, again, in your own area of four amas. So the Gemara says, Ziki benai, arba amas mitzumtzumis. The difference between them is when it's if it's exactly dalet amas. There's a contra behuda, it's exactly, that's all you need is another ama to get an object from under your foot, almost like if you were locked in a box of dalet amas, that would be enough to stretch out, to get from under your foot to put under your head. But whereas according to Reb Meir, it would be larger area. It's not exactly dalet amas, because when you stretch out your hands and your feet, if you're totally stretching out, you'll see that if you were in a box of four amas, you wouldn't be able to totally do it. Therefore, it's a little bit more, it's larger than just exactly four amas. That's the difference between the two opinions. How much is the area of tiltle that a person gets when he doesn't have a tchum of more than, of let's say, getting 2,000 amas when he was sleeping during Bein Hashmashes, if it's exactly dalet amas or a little bit more than that. So now to explain this a little bit more, the Gemara brings it, Omalei Rav Meshashi Lebrei. So he's told his son, Ki Ailis Lekamei Rav Papa, when you come in front of Rav Papa, B'yiminei, I want you to ask him the following question. Arba Amas Sh'amar, again, this that we just discussed, the four amas that a person gets, according to the opinion of Chacham, that when the person is sleeping, Bein Hashmashes, he's out in the field, doesn't have any tchum of the city or of his house, so then we say he only gets dalet amas. This dalet amas, did we give it his own amas? And that is, an ama is basically the measurement from a person's elbow up until the end of his middle finger. Now, did we say each person measures that ama according to his ama, and then he gets four of those things? Every person according to how large his ama is. Or did we just give him the ama that was used regarding hekdesh? That is, every person uses the same ama that's universal, which are six medium-sized tfachim, which are from the measurements of the two amas, which were in the area of the Beis HaMikdash called Shushan HaBira, that was one of the areas of the Beis HaMikdash, where they had certain measurements over there, that those amas were made by the amas of Moshe Rabbeinu. Those were the measurements that they had already made. What's the halacha? Do we say each person uses his own amah, and therefore, because we're measuring according to the person, it sounds like it, that's where we get the measurement of dalet amas. His body is a certain size, and therefore, and how he stretches out. So do we say each person gets his four amas? Or do we say that, no, it's universal dalet amas, that everybody, no matter how big or small, that's how big the measurement is. So, and he says like this, he followed up with this question. He says, Im amalacha amas shel kodesh abin lei, and obviously he had a deeper question. He says, if he tells you that it's going to be four universal amas, that is those that we use by hekdesh, which are set six medium-sized tfachim. So then, Og Melech HaBashan Mateilav. So the difficult question becomes then, so what does Og Melech HaBashan, who is a giant of mammoth proportions, what does he do? He's humongous. His body took up much more than that. So how can you say that he's going to have just an area of four generic amas, which are much smaller than that, and he can't fit into that at all? What are you going to say in such a case? And if he's going to tell you the reverse, that you're right, every person gets an ama of his own ama, therefore Igmal Chabashan used his ama, which would maybe fit his body proportionately, that he could have that dalet amas. So then, but then the difficulty is that you then tell him that why isn't it said, Gabe Yesha Amru, there is a Mishnah in Masechtas Kelim that says the following statement. There are certain things that we said, it depends on the size of the person. As the Mishnah in Masechtas Kelim Perek Yitzayin Mishnah Yav says, that there are certain things that are not generic, they're not universal, they go based on the person, and the Mishnah there says four different things, that the koimitz of a mincha, which is a flower offering brought on the Mizbeach, that was every kohen according to his koimitz, to his fistful, that's how it would be. Or Meloi Chafnav of Keteris, by the Keteris, that the Kayan would bring, that his fistful would also be based on his Chafnav. And the third thing is Meloi Lugmav of Yom Kippurim, how much is considered drinking on Yom Kippur, of the Isser is of cheekful, every person according to his own Meloi Lugmav. And the meal of two Sudais for an Erev, again, according to that person, what's necessary for him? Is older or younger, how much is necessary for him? The difficulty becomes, if you're saying that it's every person to his own, that's why you're saying how it would work for Og Melech HaBashan. So then it should have said also regarding this case of four amas for them that goes out of the tchum, that we say he gets dalet amas. Now, that would depend, that would be on every person accordingly. So then why doesn't it say there also as another case that it depends on every person and it's not universal? So the Gemara follows up and says, Ki asli kamid Rav Papa. So when his son came in front of Rav Papa and he asked him this question with all the challenges based on each option, so Hamalei Rav Papa said to him, idakinan kuli hai. If we're going to start being fine-tuned, like fine-combing this type of questions throughout the entire Shas, we wouldn't learn anything. It would be impossible to answer all the diyukim and all the different minutia that you're asking, and we'd never end up learning anything because we would sit on one sugya for a whole year. So therefore, he answered him, and he said, "La'olam ba'amidi de'yavin la." In truth, is we give each person to his own. Does it make sense? Because that's the area of a person where it's considered his own area, as it would be by Og Melech HaBashan, what's necessary for him to fit into. But then you had a difficulty. He said, if that's the case, every person to his own, why doesn't it say in the Mishnah Kalim where it says each person to his own, that it's going according to his own measurement, why doesn't it say in this case also, because it's not clear-cut. Why isn't it clear-cut? What do you mean? Every person according to his own, mishum de'ikananis be'ivav, because there is a certain case where we would not be able to give him his own amma. Why is that? We're talking about somebody that his limbs are midget size, and that is his body is regular, but his limb, his amma, which means from his elbow to the tip of his middle finger, that is truncated. And therefore, by him, it wouldn't be enough for him to fit into his area of his own amma, because he's much bigger than what his hand is. And such a person, we would have to give him the amma shel kodesh, in other words, a generic amma for him to be able to fit into it. And therefore, since it's not so clear-cut that we always give according to that person's measurements, as in such a case that when his evarim are smaller than his body, that's why we couldn't say it as a general rule of those things which are going according to every person, according to his own. And then the Gemara concludes, but that generally we do give it, these Dalai Lamas are a cheshbin based on each person according to his own. Now the Gemara continues elaborating on Mishnah. That's it, Hoyishnayim. If let's say there were two people that were on the road, and then they were walking, they were traveling, it's Friday afternoon, they collapsed, they fell asleep, then they wake up, it's Shabbos already, what do we do? Well, we were sleeping during Ben Hashmashas, we each get only Dalai Lamas. So it said, if there were Hayushnayim, if there were two people, Miktas Amoisiv Shalzeh B'chulu, if they're Tchumen, let's say the way they fell down to sleep, they were near each other, that they were six Amos away from each other, so they overlap, their four Amos overlap in the area of two Amos. So then we said that they could share those two Amos, they could share their foods, but they can't go past that because their Tchumen ends by Dalan Amos. And then the Mishnah spoke about three people. Regarding three people, you have each one is six Amos away from each other. So the middle one overlaps with either ones on the corners by two Amos. So therefore, he could share with them, you know, two Amos this way, two Amos that way. But the corners, they can't share with each other because each one is out of Tchum of the other ones. And then Reb Shimon came to say, he gave a mashal. Lamad Deva Daimi. He says, you want them to say, I could compare it to a case of three chatzeris, three courtyards, that again, that the outer ones put an Erev in the middle one. And or that, in other words, that they were ma'ur, they joined together with the middle one, but the outside ones did not join with each other, and each one opened up to Rishus Ram. So same halacha, that the outside ones could share with the middle one, but the outside ones cannot share with each other. To which the Gemara asks, Lama leila meimer lamaha dava daimer? Why did Reb Shimon have to say, oh, what could we compare this to when you have three people that fell asleep, one against one from each other, six amas away, that there is an overlap and the middle one could share with the outside ones, but the outside ones cannot share with the middle one? To this case of the three chatzeres, what's he adding on? You know, a mashal or whatever it is tier to give more clarity. But how is this halacha that he's comparing it to giving any more clarity? It is the same principle. So why does he say lamaha dava daimer? They're both saying that the middle one has some type of adjoining, which is what an erev does of a chatzeres, which is what's done with the tchumen overlaps. It's the same principle. So the Gemara says, you're right, but Reb Shimon was really saying something else. Hachikam alu Reb Shimon l'rabbanan. What Reb Shimon was doing, he was trying to bring this as a proof to ask on the opinion of the rabbanan. And he was using this opportunity, and he said, Mechti, let's see. Lamaha dava daimer, what could this halacha of these three people that only have Dalat Amos, and that is only the middle one overlaps with the corners, but the corners not with each other, what is that compared to? It could be compared to the case which is mentioned in the Mishnah. We have three different courtyards, each one has an entry one from one to the other, and they all open up into the Rosh Hashanah that's in front of them. Now, if it seems like the same type of case, which it does, so then what he was saying basically was that he was asking Rabbanan, Maishna hasam the plegusu. What's the difference over there by the chatzeris with you argue on me? Because Rabbanan say later on in the sugya that they say that the three of them are forbidden to carry from one to the other. No one's allowed to carry when you have three chatzeris that are open to each other and the outer ones did not join together with each other, only with the middle one that now no one can carry. And then therefore, why over here in the Mishnah you don't argue when you have these three people and the middle one overlaps with the corner ones, but the corners have no overlap with each other? That there you agree that the middle one could join with the corner ones, in spite of the fact that the outer ones don't join. So then, so why is it any different than the Shalosh Chatzeres, where there also you should say, like I do, that the middle one can join with the corner ones, but the corner ones cannot join with each other. Not to say that they're all Aser. Why over there do you argue if it's the same case? That was what Rav Shimon was trying to say when he was comparing the two, to say, how can you differentiate? And that the Gemara says, Rabbanan, what do they hold? Seems like a good taina. Hasim over there by the three Chatzeres. The reason why I say that they're all Aser is because Avshu Diurin. There's a lot of people dwelling over there. You have a people in each courtyard, which has a bunch of houses open up into each courtyard. Now, not everyone's going to know to be careful. And what's going to happen is that they're going to carry the vessels that started off Shabbos in one corner courtyard, and they're going to bring it into the opposing courtyard on the other corner through the middle one, which is Aser, because again, we can only carry from the middle one to the corners, the corner ones to the middle one, but not from the corner to the other. And since there's so many people, there might be confusion. Hach over here by the three people, there's not so many people, there's just three people, and therefore they could be careful because it's very small people, and they know, we know that, and everyone does know that you can't bring from the corner to the other. It's just that when there's so many people, no, the whole Shabbos, they're going to get confused, and someone's going to bring it here, and he's going to see he's by his friend, and he brought it here. Oh, you want? Yeah, we can share, and he forgot that he got it from the other corner one, which the corner is Kalim, cannot go to the other corner's Kalim. So there, no one can share because of the confusion and of the issue that could come. Here we have three people. I know these are my stuff, your stuff, and your stuff. And that's it. We could share over here, we could share over here, but we're not going to come to confuse, and I'm going to take from you to him. That is why we differentiate. That was what Reb Shimon was trying to say, and that's what Rabbanan would hold in contrast to Reb Shimon. Then the Gemara continues explaining on Mishnah. So it said, B'shtayim hachitzainis. The Gemara goes back to explain regarding the case of when there's these three people, these three courtyards that are there and they have these three people. Those are the parallel cases. So we said the two outer ones are forbidden one from the other. That is, the vessels that start off Shabbos in this corner is forbidden to come to the other corner through the middle, because what comes out is that they went from a Rishus to another Rishus. That's also for them, again, because each one, their Tchum is only Dalar Amos. So therefore, you can't go from the corner to the other corner one. To which the Gemara asked the following question. Vamai, why is it like this? Why do we say regarding all these cases, let's say, for example, by the three chatzeris, that we say that the one from one corner cannot go to the other corner, but kiven the arbalu chitzainis bahadi emtsayis, since the outer courtyards, again, which is the parallel case that Rabbi Shimon is pointing to, that the outer ones went and made an erev with the middle one, havilu chada, so then they're all like one. And what the Gemara thinks right now is, which sounds like the more practical case, is that the corner ones went and made their erev inside the middle chatzah, which is basically the principle of Ruv Chatzeres. That is how Ruv Chatzeres generally works is, regularly you have a courtyard that has many houses open to that same courtyard. And all the people, all the houses need to go ahead and make an Erev. And the reason why we instituted the halacha of the Erev is because every house is individually owned for every single person. Whereas the Chatzer is communally owned. Everyone has a portion in that Chatzer. And it's us to take from one Rishus to another type of Rishus, which is from the houses, to the Chatzer that doesn't have an Erev. So what do? They go ahead and they take all their food and they put it all into one of the houses. Now that house is seen as the house that is the one house that now has the ownership of the whole chatzer. When that chatzer opens up to another chatzer and they want to make both chatzers into one rishus, then they take the erev that they had collected from all their houses and now they put it into one of the houses of the other chatzer, and that's how they all become joined again by having one locus, one location, which that house is now the central for all of it. It's considered like one big rishus ayachad. That is the way you do it that's permitted. And therefore the Gemara's question is, this middle chatzer is considered like the central station of all the places, because the middle one is the place where it actually is. He doesn't have to contribute because he is the dira. And now each one is from the corner ones are putting into the middle one. So what's the problem? Everyone should be able to join from one to corner to the other, because although the corner one did not make with the other corner one, but we made it together with the middle one. And that is classic Ruv Chatzeres. So we should view them all as joined together in this one middle chatzer that everyone should be able to carry. Avet Gemar says, you're right. If that was the case, this should be permitted. But I'm Rabbi Yehuda, we're talking about a case, not that the corner one's put into the middle one and they're all joined by the middle one. Rather, the middle one, he wanted to join with each corner, so he went and made an erev. So he came to them and says, look, let me bring my food here. I want to be joined with you. He went to them and let me be joined with you. So he put his erev over there. And then, but now it's similar to as if he lives by them, but not that they live by him to see them all as joined together. We only see him joined with them, and that's why they can't carry from each other, and only that they could come to him and he could come to them. But again, you can't have that the corner ones coming to each other, because we don't see them joined through the middle one. Rav Sheish says no. I feel like Tamer Shenosnei Reuven Memtzayis. You could say, as we had assumed, that the corner ones went and put into the middle one. So then the difficulty becomes, so therefore they're all joined together by the middle one. However, it says Kegoin Shenisnu, but it's talking about like as if it was put, and we continue on to Ahmed Beis, Bishnei Batim. We're talking about that although they both put into the middle Chatzar, but every courtyard has many houses open to that, into that courtyard, they put into two different houses. That now we don't see the two corner ones joined together, because although they're both here in the middle Chatzar, but the problem is they're in different houses. So yes, the middle Chatzar is definitely joined with the corner ones, but the corner ones are not joined with each other because they're in two different houses. On that, the Gemara asks, come on, who are you saying this like, that you say that if it's in two different houses, we won't view them as joined together? Kibbe Shammai? Are you saying like Beshammai, which generally we don't say that? They're telling like we learned in the Braisa. Chamisha Shagavu Esei Ruvan, regarding five people that went and collected the air. That is, they were these people that dwelled in one chatzar, and now they go around making this collection to get in this air, everyone has to contribute food to it, to go ahead and permit their chatzar to be able to take it from the houses to the courtyard. V'nesnu b'shnei kelim, and they put into two vessels in one house. And that Beishamai Oimim, Ein Eruvin Erev. Beishamai says, since they're in two different vessels, we do not view it as an Erev. Ubeisilayim Eruvin Erev. Beisil say it is an Erev. So therefore, who do we find that says that because they're in different areas, that we view that as not a good Erev? That's Beishamai. Beisil say that it doesn't make a difference if in two different vessels, that it is a good Erev. So how can you say that the Harabim Yashav Deshita is that we don't view the corner ones as they're attached, as if they're Mu'uriv, because although they're both in the middle Chatzar, but they're in different houses, that's Bishamai. We don't go like Bishamai. Basil says it would be okay. Tosfos Gemara answers, no, Afilatim Basil, you could say that it's even like Basil. Because Adkan Lakami Basil Hassam, where do we find that Basil holds not a problem that they're not in the same area? Elibishnei Kalim Bavayas Echad. That's because ultimately it still is in the same house, it's just in two different vessels. That Basil was not concerned about. But maybe when they're two different houses, that's totally different batim, there Basil would agree that they're not going to be considered joined together. And therefore, although the outer ones are joined with the middle ones because they both have their food in the middle one, but they're not considered joined with each other because they're in two different houses. Now the Gemara asks on both pshatim, on both interpretations, how to be miyashiv, why this question of that, why don't we see the two corners joined together by the virtue of them both being in the middle chatzim? I'm the Rav Acha Bereid, Rav Avi, Rav Ashi. I don't understand. Rav Yehuda Kasha, I have a problem with Rav Yehuda's Teretz that said that the middle one went and made an Erev by putting his stuff in the corner ones, not that the corner ones put in the middle one. Rav Sheshes Kasha, I have a problem with Rav Sheshes regarding that he says that they were in two different houses in the middle chatzim. Rav Yehuda Kasha, that he said, that he said, oh, you know why it's not difficult that the corner ones can't carry from one to each other? It's because we're talking about that the middle one went and put his Erev in each one, not that the corner ones put into him in the middle, but it's difficult. Because go through the logic of the process. Once the middle one went and put his first one in one of the corner ones, and now he's joined together as if he's one big household, his middle courtyard with one of the corner courtyards, Havilachada. So now he's one, right? That's what the Erev is. We view it as one big Rishus. So V'chihadra V'irva Bahadi Idach. Now when he goes ahead, when the middle one goes ahead and makes an Erev with the other corner one, Shlichus Avda, he's basically a messenger of the other corner. And that is, it comes out that now when he joins together with the other corner, they're all joining. He's taking his one big domain, joining it with the other corner. Now it's one big domain of him, the first corner that became part of him, got swallowed up into his rishos, and now joined the other one that's all big swallowed up into one big rishos. So then it is a problem, because even if he's making the erevs with the corner ones and not that the corner ones are making in him, it's still viewed as one big area. So why can't the corner ones go ahead and be considered joined even when he's doing it in the corner ones? Well, Rav Sheshes Kasha, and I have a difficulty with Rav Sheshes Pshat, and that is that because since they go ahead and they put their erev in the middle chatzar, so what happens is as follows. The problem is, now this Erev, because again, they're in different houses, so we don't view the corner ones joined together, but they can come now into the middle one, and we view it therefore on some level as if the corner ones are living in the middle one, right? Like we said that because each one are in different houses, but they could come in now into the middle one and bring their stuff because they're viewed joined with the middle one. But the problem is, since their Erev are in two different houses, so what comes out is, it's as if the two cornered ones, as we said, are not joined together, right? That was how we would miyashiv it, that although they're joined with the middle one, but they're not joined with each other because they're in two different houses. The question becomes, to have a kechamisha shashurin b'chatzar achas, they should be viewed as the halacha is when there are five people dwelling in one courtyard. V'shachach echad mehen v'lo eiruv, and one of them forgot and did not make an eiruv together with the rest of them. The asriya dadi, that now they all make it forbidden one the other, now no one can carry. And that is, the whole chatzah becomes asr. So therefore, even if he made an eiruv with one of them, because as we find by the case of five people dwelling in one chatzah, again, which is a brice that we had learned, according to Beis Hillel said that if they're in two different vessels, that it is going to be an eiruv. But we had explained. But if they're in two different houses, it's not going to be. Now therefore, even if two people make an eiruv together, and the other three make it together on their own, the halacha is that that's going to be asr, because they're not all joined together. So here also, since they're not joining together, as we said, that the shtaim hachatzayin is the two corner ones, are su, rezu, mezu, they're forbidden one to the other. So now the problem is even the middle one should be asr to carry even in his own chatzar, because now everybody makes it problematic for him. Because as we explained, we view the corner ones as if they have right of way over here in the middle. They're considered as dwelling in this middle chatzar by virtue of the eiruv together with him. That's the whole purpose, to say that we're all but one big chatzar. So I'm in this middle chatzar, and this other corner one is also in the middle chatzar. But yet, they're not joined with each other. Because we say when this is shnei batim, we don't view it as one big eiruv. And therefore, it's like you have three people in one chatzar, and two people are making their own eiruv, the other one is not part of that eiruv. If they're not joined together one eiruv, then that's not good. That makes it usr zal zad. They have to be joined in one big eiruv. It's like one person not making the eiruv. And therefore, although you're trying to resolve it by saying that that's how he's mutter with each corner one, but they're not joined with each other. But once they're not joined with each other, that makes it asur zozu, and no one should be able to carry, not even the middle one, even in his own chatzar, because he has new dwellers now, these virtual dwellers based on the eiruv, that are not joined with each other. And therefore, I have a difficult on both pshat. So only Rav Ashi said to him, Loi le Rabbi Yehuda kasha, it's not difficult according to Rabbi Yehuda, v'loi le Rav Sheshes kasha. And the answer is follows. The Rabbi Yehuda le kasha, according to Rabbi Yehuda that said that l'chayr should be considered, even though the middle one's putting in the corner ones, but on some level should be viewed as a shlichas, because first he went and he joined with one, so now they're one big one, and now together he's joining that one big conglomerate with the other one, and it should be viewed as one big monopoly. That's not difficult, because kiven the irvula emtzoyis b'hadich kitzayna, because since the middle one went and he made an eiruv with one corner, the shtaim chitzaynis b'hadich dadi loy irvu, but the corner one did not go ahead and make an eiruv with each other, that they only made with the middle one. So gal yadaita de b'ha nichalei u'b'ha loy nichalei. So he revealed it. Each one revealed on the power play that they were making, that this is what I want. I only want to join with this middle one. I'm not making with that corner guy. I don't like him. And he was saying, I'm only making with the middle one. So therefore, although it should, the process should work like that, but since they're revealing specifically that I only want with the middle one, therefore we don't view it as a shlichas, as if once he made the air with the other one, we're one big one, and now together we're making with the other corner one. No. They're only going to be individually joined with the middle one in their own right of way, but not to make it into one big area. Well, Rav Sheshes, like I said, also the question you had on Rav Sheshes is also not difficulty, where he said that it should be considered as if the halacha of when you have one person that did not make an eiruv, when there's five people in one chatzar, and now here, since you have everybody being a player over here in the middle chatzar, and they're not joined with each other, so it should be like not one, like everyone in one chatzar without a good eiruv, that's not difficulty also. Because im amr diyurin, because although that we said that they're viewed as dwellers, we said that together with the middle one, through the eiruv, we view each corner one as if they have some type of a dwelling in the middle one. That was lahakal. That was to permit them together to say that the middle one could join with the corner one, each one in their respective chatzeres, and with the other corner one, but not with each other. So we only said it as a leniency. Yomer diyurin, did you think we would say that they're considered dwellers? That is, this eiruv brings the dwellers from the corners into the middle one. Lahachmer, as a stringency to that what? To make it asr on him? They're not really dwellers that dwell there. To say that they have to make an eiruv in one house as if they're one big eiruv. And therefore, though the corner ones did not make an eiruv with each other, however, the middle one and the corner ones each individually do join together, and they don't make it forbidden on each other. And that is, they're not really dwellers to say that you have this problem now. I didn't make this halachic status of eruv to make it a problem that I can't carry my own eruv. It just, what it did was, is that accomplished that it's going to make a cool of this eruv, but not a chumrah to say that as if they dwell here. Now that they dwell here, they're not joined with each other. Oh, so no one could carry anywhere. That was not what we did. The halach is only a kula, not a chumrah. In the explanation of our Mishnah, the Gemara qualifies and says, Amar Yehuda Marab, Zu Divrei Reb Shimon. What is said in our Mishnah was the opinion of Reb Shimon that he said that the middle one is permitted with the outside ones and the outside ones with him, but the corner ones cannot join with each other. That is the opinion of Reb Shimon. Al Chacham, or Ibn Chachamim, however, they argue. They say there is no difference whether that the corner ones put their Erev in the middle one, or even if the middle one went and made, he put in the corner ones, as we had tried resolving before, doesn't make a difference. He's going to be forbidden with them, but they're going to be permitted with him, as the Gemara explains. The Chacham hold, Rishus Achas Mishamesters L'Shtei Rishuyas. One domain can serve two other domains, and that is, regarding the vessels that had started off on the corner, one of the corner chatzeres, they're permitted to be brought into the middle one. And the reason is because each corner one did not make an air with each with the other corner one. Therefore, there is no other rishus that's pulling this keli, only this one rishus that's in the middle that they made an air with. And there's no contradictory Erev that's playing a role over here. So therefore, yes, although this is my area in the corner chatzar, I can go ahead and bring that one into the other tchum, into the other area of the other chatzar, into that other area. That's not a problem. However, but two domains cannot serve one domain, which what that cryptic terminology means is that since the two outer chatzaris did not join together to make it into one rishus, as we explained, rather they're separate rishus, the middle chatzar does not have it in its ability to be able to go now to either chatzar. And the reason is because this chatzar is pulling it this way, and this chatzar is pulling it this way. And we don't give one thing two different residential areas for Shabbos. And what it's similar to is, it's as if if we would take an object from one corner chatzar that did not make it an Erev together with the other corner one and say that it cannot go from this one to this one, as we said, because they're not joined together. So too over here, that this from this middle one, it cannot go to either corner one, because how would we be allowed to go to the corner one? By saying, oh, that we view that as part of my residential area. But this one that you're also joined with is conflicting with this one. So therefore, it can't go to either one. Because if we allow you here, it's like as if you're taking from this one to that one. Because on some level, you're on either one, but they're not joined together. So the Chacham say that no, they can go to him. Because there's only one area that I'm making as my residential area. There is no conflicting area. But the middle one, since he made an Erev with either one, he's part of each one. And therefore, to go to the other one would be the contradictory area, which would be taking it out from one chatzar that's not joined with the other one. And therefore, he cannot go to anyone. But of course, if all three had made an Erev, yes, then we view it as one big rishus, and then he can go wherever he wants to. But our case was talking about that he made with the corner ones, and the corner ones did not make with each other. That was what the statement of Yehuda had said in the name of Rab. That again, our Mishnah that had said that the middle one is with them mutter and there with him was only opinion of Reb Shimon. But the Chacham say that no, they can go with him, but he cannot go with them. So on that, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ki amriti kamei de Shmuel." When they said this statement of Rab in front of Shmuel, Amali Shmuel said to me, and we continue on top of Mem Tesamet Alf, that no, Av Zudi Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon agrees to what you had said was the interpretation of the Chacham who argued in him. That Reb Shimon himself does not make it permitted for the middle one to carry to the outside ones. He himself also agrees that only the outside ones could carry to the middle one, but the middle one not to the outside one. Aba Chachamam, you wonder what the Chacham opinion is? They hold Shlosh Nasturus. They hold that all three are forbidden. As we explained on the Gemara before, that the reason why they're all forbidden is because there might be confusion of that although I can carry from the corner to the middle one, and the other one could carry from his corner to the middle one, but since you know, someone in the middle one might have a vessel that he wants to lend to him, but he already got it from him, and therefore that will end up traveling from one corner one to the other one, which is forbidden. Therefore, shlosh nasturus are all forbidden. But regarding the case of the one that says is mutter for the middle ones and the outside ones, that was even Reb Shimon that he's mutter. It's only the outer ones with the middle one, but not the middle one with the outside one.